News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Southwark News. No evidence of a terrorism threat to club, says Millwall. Millwall has stressed there is no evidence of a terror threat to the football club after police were called in, despite reports in the national media at the weekend. The club was alerted to information by an individual which led to a police investigation and immediate suspension of a member of staff. However, Millwall has reassured supporters and employees there is no evidence of a direct or indirect threat to the club and has not disclosed details about the member of staff. Millwall Football Club wishes to stress to its supporters and staff that police units, after a thorough and exhaustive investigation, have found no evidence of a direct or indirect threat to the football club, its stadium, employees or fan base, the club said in a statement. The club wishes to praise the individual who brought information to its attention, which led to an immediate suspension, pending further investigation, of a member of staff. That employee is now on sick leave, and it would be inappropriate to provide any details of that individual's condition. No arrests have been made. The club has reviewed and furthered already rigorous existing security measures and will continue to work closely with the police and its security team to ensure the safety of all those associated with Millwall. The nature of the information given to the club has not been revealed. However, security was reportedly stepped up for Millwall's home matches on September the 26th and 30th, although this has not been confirmed by Millwall. A Met Police spokesperson said, "The current threat level across the UK from international terrorism remains at severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. We would like to reassure the public that we constantly review security plans for public events, taking into account specific intelligence and the wider threat. Our priority is the safety and security for all those attending or involved. The public are encouraged to continue with their plans to attend or take part in events as normal. We do not discuss specific security arrangements, as this would be extremely unhelpful in our ongoing efforts to counter terrorism. We would also like to reiterate our long-standing advice to remain vigilant and alert. As ever, we would urge the public to get in touch to report anything suspicious by calling the confidential anti-terrorist hotline on 0800 789 321 or, in an emergency, by calling 999.